This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Following Michael Yan's reporting, war correspondent, patreon.com, of his months now in Panama trying to determine the route and the scale and the casualty rate and the ambitions of people that the people coming through are not just vigorous young men. There are men from Venezuela, young men who are coming to the United States in their dreams to work, to send money at home, because that's a nation in crisis, Venezuela. But their families. I've seen videos of women who are fully pregnant coming through, small children being carried on their shoulders to cross these rivers. They're full with flash floods. I've seen Michael roar by with a member of Congress in his dugout, driven by an outboard. And on the other side of the river, there's an outboard coming downstream, a dugout. Filled with migrants, sometimes the water's up to the edge of the gunwales, you know, maybe 3 or 4 inches close to the water. That's why they spill in this churning river. There's nothing simple about this journey, but we're now in Bayo Chiquito. Michael, what I learned from your reporting is there are a great number of people here from Haiti, but that's misleading. There are a great number of people here from Cuba. That's misleading because they've not come from Haiti and Cuba. Where have they come from, Michael?
Medese, for instance, and her mother and 12-year-old brother were 2 years in Chile. They're from Haiti, and we'll see them in Mexico soon, hopefully. But we met them in Colombia. They had spent 2 years in Chile, and then the election and inauguration happened, and a new policy. Everybody started flooding in. So we find Haitians and Cubans that are, for instance, have been in Ecuador or they've been in Brazil or Chile or other places for 4, 5, 6 years and suddenly made a run for the border. So this is epic. These are record level migrations. According to one report I read, there was more than 5,000 last month, which would be 300 or 400% more than has ever come. But we think the number is actually much higher. I'll bet you the numbers for this month will be closer to 10,000. Because we can just see when we're out there, we're talking with the villagers, we're talking with Cinefront, we're talking, the Border Patrol, and talking with, various, doctors and that sort of thing. It looks like more like 300 a day that we know of. Then there's other routes that go to other places besides the village of Bajo Chiquito, and we don't know those numbers. There's a program called Controlled Flow. Controlled Flow is a program that the Panamanians work with the Costa Ricans, where they move the migrants in a controlled flow out of Panama up to, and they do a gentle handoff to Costa Rica, and then they continue north to Nicaragua and continue north. That's called controlled flow. Migrants who leave controlled flow are no longer afforded the protections of controlled flow, and if they're picked up, they'll be detained. But nobody knows how many migrants leave the controlled flow, never enter the controlled flow to begin with, because, it is a jungle, and you can go, it's a 3D environment out there. You can go anywhere you want. And so there's plenty of other ways to come out if they've got the resources to do it and the wherewithal.
Detail here. In the old days, 25 years ago, we learned in Puerto Albaldía from your conversation with the human smuggler, the human trafficker, the coyote, which is another way of saying the guide. In the old days, the Cinefront would register people coming in, so at least they knew if they didn't find them on the other side of the gap, they knew they were missing. Now there's no registration on the Colombia side, people just plunging in. There is some attempt to count who's coming from where when they get to Bayo Chiquito. I've seen that register in Bayo Chiquito. You've helped me understand it. But there are no names, Michael. Do these migrants have passports, documents? Does Cinefront ask them to identify themselves by some validation?
Okay, good question, and I have some answers. We know from going to Colombia on the Nacocli side, many of the migrants leave from Turbo. We don't know how many of those have passports. That's the end of the Pan Am Highway. There's another place that they leave called Nacocli. They get on a boat. That's what we did at one point. Now, every migrant that gets on the boat, they are passport checked. We sat there. We saw it for 2 days, and I made many photos. They're checking all their passports before they get on the boat. So those who come through Copacabana, they have been passport checked. Then they get into Panama when they cross the border out in the Darien Gap. many do lose their passports, and they honestly are losing their passports. You'll see them coming in, they've lost everything they've got. I mean, they're literally, they've got no shoes. I mean, and some people that do have shoes and a few things left, we often see them drying their documents on fences or drying their documents on the grass, that sort of thing, trying to dry them out. So you know, a lot of them do lose them. Others, we think, quote unquote, lose them because they don't want to be identified. Because there are clearly people that are, you know, we have people coming in from Yemen. We have people coming in from Somalia, Bangladesh. I meet Bangladeshis all the time, Indians, Pakistanis. And some people claim to be Cubans, or they claim to be Haitians, and according to Cinefront, they're not, but they don't always know who they are.
Right now, what we have is 200 or 300 arriving sometimes per day at Vajikito. From there, you pay for a trip downriver, upriver? I'm not sure, Michael. I'm going to say upriver, to the Cinefront camps at the end of the Panama Highway. You organize yourself, you clean up, you eat what you can, and there is an opportunity to get some money there via Western Union. However, you're put on a bus and taken to Costa Rica. So what we have, Michael, is most of the route north to the American border, if they make it. You're headed to Mexico soon enough, and we'll talk to you there, because if they make it to Mexico, they've first of all been extremely lucky, and yet their journey is not ended. Again and again, Michael, what I'm learning from you and from Chuck Holton and from watching the videos is everyone who comes through this journey says, don't do this. I didn't know. Stay where you are. Stay back. Now, I don't know if that message is getting out there. I believe it is because they seem extremely well informed. But, Michael, you're a war correspondent. You've seen some bad stuff in the Middle East. I think we've just got 30 seconds, Michael. You've never seen anything this rough. Is that a fair generalization, this rough?
Well, I've been to a lot of war. But I will say about 10% of the people die out there. That's the best that we can figure out. We don't know how many go in. We don't know how many go out. But based on months of interviewing, it looks like to be directionally accurate, about 10% are actually dying. And most of the people are coming out sick or injured in some way.
Michael Yon, patreon.com. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.